Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is a monster Friday here. It's a proper football Friday heading into the divisional weekend. It is a national title game Monday night at 6:30. We're going to be talking about that. G-Bag of the Year is coming up and will be crowned.
Whoa.
In today's show, it starts, the fun starts coming up at 2:30 right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we will have Danny Cannell coming up at 6 o'clock. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking at 5:20. So a lot to get into. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl champ Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here. 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 5 flawless. Woolchuck and Chia follower here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Is our bellies are full. Thanks to some glorious cheesesteak action that Brian delivered today. So thank you so much once again, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help you there.
Thanks, B.
What'd you think of the sauce? Lucius, did you get in the mix on the sauce? I'm sorry.
That was bad. That was bad timing right there. But the sauce is like a little sweet.
It's like the waiter or the waitress that asks you how your meal is while you're taking a bite.
Absolutely.
As you're taking a bite there.
Yeah, the sauce was good. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I never
it
will.
It was interesting. It came off to me like a cocktail sauce. I was I need some fried shrimp right now.
Yeah. A little shrimp would have been nice in there.
No, that sauce is fantastic. I liked it on there. I should have used extra sauce. I needed more.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it. It was a good, for he's a jolly good fellow. Thank you, Broadus, for the cheesesteak.
No problem, sir. No problem.
Okay, I'm feeling much better about the Cowboys coaching search than I did on Monday. I'm feeling better about the decision to move on from Mike McCarthy. Now, maybe these feelings, you know, will be different and shift. But Calvin Watkins, with a report and an accompanying video here, I believe we have some audio of the Cowboys reporter Calvin Watkins taking a moment to update us.
Those three initial names are just the beginning of potential candidates for the Cowboys. Ben Johnson, who's the Lions' offensive coordinator, and Aaron Glenn, who's also the Lions' defensive coordinator, are going to also be expected to come in for interviews. Oh, Deion Sanders, head coach of the University of Colorado. Jerry Jones had a conversation with Deion about the job. Cowboys will take this into probably mid-February before they make a final decision. And that's okay, because you want Jerry Jones to find a 10th head coach in franchise history to be a good one.
All right. So you get quite a bit in there. You know, taking it another month from now would alleviate some of my concerns that they were just going to mail in another coaching search, and that they'd already identified their guy. And then you add the Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn stuff in there. You know, I'm surprised. I'm relieved. I think there's a real chance, you know, that maybe you find a coach that can build something greater than Garrett McCarthy did at this point, you know? Shoot. I mean, that's great. I look forward to talking about it and seeing what, you know, develops over the next 3 to 4 weeks, guys. What do you think?
My initial reaction was the same as yours. I was like, okay, thank goodness they're actually doing what seems like a detailed coaching search, if that is true.
Well, it's also funny to just acknowledge, like, they're doing the most elementary thing of wanting to interview the two clear-cut top candidates on the market right now. Like, yeah. Holy smokes, we're reinventing the wheel. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, we want to talk to them. And that's... were like throwing a party because we didn't even think they would be there.
Because they don't usually. I mean, the last time they did this, it was Marvin Lewis and a slumber party with Mike McCarthy, and boom, we got our guy, right? So to hear they're willing to wait into February and we're going to wait out and see how far the Lions go, maybe if this takes till after the NFC Championship game, we're willing to do those interviews, I'm going to give them a lot of praise and credit. That's awesome. We've talked about that basically every post-game show, Brian. Like, have this be a detailed search. Yeah. Go ahead and make sure you're interviewing all the candidates. It is my feeling, though, after trying to do some back-channeling on this, I don't know how realistic. Ben Johnson, I know Adam Schefter said not going to be the Dallas guy. Aaron Glenn, I'm hopeful. And maybe Aaron Glenn's interview is just so good they can't say no. But I don't think they're realistic options right now. I think it's more so to appease the fan base. I believe this is Kellen Moore's job. I think Kellen Moore wants the job. I talked with some people in Philly. He's very, very excited about it. I think this might be one of the worst-kept secrets in the NFL. This is Kellen's gig, and I hope to God I'm wrong, but I'm bracing myself that that's what's going to happen.
Adam Schefter was just on Pardon My Takes podcast. He says, in regards to the coaching search, Kellen Moore, square in contention. Deion Sanders, if that's the way Jerry wants to go, square in contention. Could we get a guy like Leslie Frazier or Jason Witten? Yes, I think it's possible, but I think that Kellen Moore is the logical name, and Deion is the really fun, intriguing name.
I'm sorry. I think I just threw a part of my cheesesteak there on that last sentence.
I know. The Kellen Moore stuff it's hilarious, man.
If Kellen Moore happens, you take a deflated fan base and you make it more depressed. I don't know whose bright idea that is up there. You know, I think maybe Jerry's enamored with Deion. Maybe he's also enamored with Kellen Moore. I don't know if this is a Stephen Jones thing.
Well, I do know Jerry and Stephen both do love Kellen.
You're not getting culture. You're not getting scheme. You're not getting tough leader. Like, what do you guys see in Kellen Moore? He made Herbert worse. He made Jalen Hurts the worst version of himself that we've seen. Like, this would be the hire that would, you know, I think push a lot of Cowboys fans over the edge and into complete, despondency.
It'd be the most undeserving hire that I could ever remember for a head coach.
It feels very Jason Garrett-like. I mean, for whatever reason, they fell in love with Jason Garrett, thought he was some offensive guru, genius wizard, and they believe the same thing with Kellen.
Because Kellen's offense is the exact same.
Yeah. And it's also one where what's going to be an easier way to kind of get your way if you're Jerry?
Yeah. You know,
Kellen's not going to be fighting back at all.
He doesn't want the alpha.
Sure. You know, this is a pet concern of mine, though, and the one problem I do have with this story is that, you know, a professional broadcaster like you, a longtime journalist like Calvin Watkins, continues to mispronounce the word February, okay?
February?
There is an R after the B. February.
So say it like, say, say when Valentine's Day is.
February 14th.
Wow, you really slowed things down there.
And it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But it's not February. I could see why we would default to it. You know, but I just thought,
is this like a Texas thing?
More
February?
February.
I've never said anything.
I got no chance
February.
Today. I might as well just check out
February
because I'm going to say a lot of bad words today.
Yeah, I'm not fitting that R in there.
The phonetic
the most useless
is
R in word history.
F E H B R O O February.
February.
Yeah.
February.
But my other thing on Kellen Moore, okay, sorry about that sidebar. I just wanted to get that out before we got too deep into this conversation.
Maybe we should just sink into that, actually.
Mm-hmm. February.
You know, I do have a strong suspicion that the reason Garrett, Linehan, McCarthy, Schottenheimer, Moore have all settled on this basic route tree for Dak Prescott is because that is what he can handle. I think maybe that would explain why they're going back to Kellen Moore, because of Dak's level of comfort with it. And they're like, man, we could do all this fancy play action and turn your back to the defense and fake it this way and pitch it that way. But either Dak really doesn't like it or Dak sucks at it. Why were they worse with motion than no motion? You know,
well, in the run game they were. And remember, in the passing game, I think they were actually better last year when they switched things around. I think your numbers on the rushing attack, they couldn't marry the symphony that's involved with everybody in the rushing attack. But I think in the passing game it worked. If that's the case, then you should have moved on from Dak a long time ago. You should have never doubled down, tripled down on marrying him and guaranteeing him millions. If that's actually what you thought of him,
absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. And I just I would wonder how the fans would feel about the potential of Kellen Moore. Am I dead balls on? I mean, I think a lot of people might be like, this is the last straw. Now I'm considering not watching games because it's one thing to lose, but it's another thing to lose without any entertainment value. I would expect, you know, Jerry Jones to be better than that. You know, at least from the position of having his finger on the pulse of the fan base at 877-881-1053. Tell Dawson to focus on the content. Let the texters be the grammar police. Okay.
February. Noted.
I don't think I can ever change that.
I mean, it was the texters who a couple of years ago pointed out to me that I pronounced February weird, you know?
Okay, so you got called out initially.
Yeah.
And now this is just a few years later circling back, lashing out. I like this.
You know, there's been a reckoning.
Yeah.
It's been coming for years, and sorry you got caught up in it, Wolchuk.
No, I'm
He's
always...
usually the R guy, too. Like, his R's are some of the best R's in the business.
If there's an R, I'm not trying to skip over it, but this is one that I don't know that I can change this. I'm going to have to really slow it down to nail it.
When they say hurt people,
Yeah.
Dawson, pass it on down.
Yeah.
I learned from you, Dad.
Yeah. So it's somebody else's turn to be traumatized. 209, Gavin spot on. Dak does not have a lead or even above average arm strength or accuracy. He possesses no elite skills besides being a good guy. Ouch. Moore's the worst possible option. Even Witten would be less of a joke. I would have more faith in Witten because I have not seen what Witten can do. I know Kellen Moore is going to make your offense worse.
I know I got into, like, I told Brian, I said, hey, if they hire Jason Witten, to me, that's just establishing you are not a serious franchise.
Well, that's not exactly what you said.
You said serious.
Well, but you said you were going to light a part of your body on fire.
Did I say that?
You said that.
I don't think I did say that.
One specific part, you were going to gasoline up.
That was like a private conversation, Eric. That was not for air.
No, I just think we're painting the picture here.
No, there's no picture painting, okay? But I'd rather have Jason Witten and the unknown than Kellen Moore. And what we do know is that this guy just continues to fail upward in a trajectory that is very comparable to what Cliff Kingsbury's done. I mean, my God, what are we doing here? Why are we even having this conversation? I don't get the love affair with Kellen Moore. Stop it. He's your next head coach, but stop it.
I can't believe he just disparaged a Texas legend by putting Kingsbury in the same sentence with Moore. At least he's made young quarterbacks good.
Yeah, for half a season, I suppose. I think Jaden Daniels is just so damn good by himself. He's making Cliff look really good. But yeah. Cliff is an OC. Sign me up. I don't even want Kellen as an OC.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jason Witten thing, I think I just would be concerned at the offense. Now, maybe he can do the commanding of the room leadership a little bit better than what Kellen could. But I think the offense would still just basically be the Jason Garrett offense. Kellen Moore, Scott Linehan, whatever. It's the same deal.
Yep. Ed Werder with another high engagement tweet about the coaching search said if Jerry really wants to make a statement that he's getting after the Super Bowl and is taking this thing seriously, he should pay Bill the $10 million buyout and hire Belichick. I saw he did name a couple of assistants and that the terms of the agreement are binding even though he hasn't signed the contract. The buyout would be there. There's just not any momentum or whispers to indicate, and we're at the end of a week where, you know, this story really got sent into the stratosphere on Monday with the dismissal of Mike McCarthy. If there hasn't been any smoke up to this point, maybe that could change, especially if you're going to take your time. But, you know, if I was Bill and I was considering it, I would want to get on it now so we can start getting ready for the draft and I can tell North Carolina sorry.
Yeah, he's out recruiting right now.
Yeah,
is what he's doing. So yeah, that's and just talking to, as everybody knows, my dear friend is Mike Lombardi, who's the general manager at North Carolina. And every time I've ever asked him about the Dallas job, he's like, Brian, he's really committed to seeing this thing through. He's made a commitment to North Carolina. He's getting staff in place. He's recruiting. It's all go to try and get things turned around here at Chapel Hill. That's what I keep hearing from Lombardi.
214 says, I agree. Kellen turns current apathy into complete disconnect as a fan.
Yeah.
Another 214, the Cowboys are about to hire Dak's little brother, leave it to Beaver. That's pretty funny.
I do want to go back to the point of like that they view Dak that way, if that's the offense they run. Well, then I guess they viewed Tony Romo the same way. Because that was the offense they were running before Dak took over. So yeah. I guess Romo's also that same thing.
Yeah, you know.
Or it's just that's just the way they do business.
This is our basic scheme.
Jalen Hurts is the same way.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's the same way. They view all of these quarterbacks in the exact same light of you can't hit guys on the run, We don't want to create space for you, for guys to be open. You always want them to be stationary and just turning their back to the end zone. And that's part of the reason why you're like 25th in the league over the course of time with Kellen Moore as your offensive coordinator when it comes to like yak. Yeah, because you have not setting it up for anybody.
I think you could have the same offensive scheme, but call more curls and comebacks for Dak than you did for Romo. I don't remember the routes being that stagnant. You know, I think Romo was better at throwing the ball between levels with anticipation and hitting guys on the run. But you know, I think it's very interesting that so many different OCs have settled onto a very similar approach for Dak Prescott with few exceptions. Kellen Moore did have a very short run right before the Giants game where Dak got hurt, where I think they played like Miami and Washington.
Well, the first 3 weeks of the season.
In New York, yeah.
They had a very fluffy schedule. Oh,
historically disgusting.
Yes, which we talked about, like, okay, maybe you just... And that was right before the Zeke deal. And so we're like, you know what? Call Zeke's bluff. Because these first three games, you can probably win without him. They were playing such crappy opponents. And they went out and crushed it. And you saw the motion rate. And then after that... And that usually happens with Kellen. I think this year, too. And last year with the Chargers, we're looking at him like, what the hell? This guy's actually using motion a ton. And then the second half of the season, it went away. So there's like signs where like he shows you, I'm capable of this. I can do this. I'm just going to go and tease you a little bit. And then, boop, I'm just going to pull the rug right from under you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he was using them as trick plays. And you remember after that first month of the season, it was being talked about like Kellen Moore articles in The Ringer, in The Athletic. Here's your next great offensive guy. No way the Cowboys hang on to him by the end of the year. You know, the interest had very much dried up.
How many interviews is Kellen Moore getting outside of Cowboys right now? We hearing any word about other teams?
Jacksonville, I think, requested him, but I can double check that. I know another team for sure did.
G-Bag of the Year. It begins at 2:30. Chuck Wagon is coming up next. Zachary, where are you taking it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Let me pull up my teach here. 1 second, and boom, we got it. College Football Hall of Fame, why Aussies are angry over thongs and G-strings, and the Stars quarter century teams. That's next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready?
Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, tell your friends, G-Bag of the Year's coming up at 2:30 here on 105.3 The Fan. The best audio clips, the five-time champs from 2024 will go head-to-head. We'll determine the 2024 G-Bag of the Year champion. So, you know, get them over here. 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, YouTube. You can listen however you want. It's time now for a Chuck Wagon. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Texter also pointing out sophomore. I mispronounced. It should be sophomore, which I believe Keith Jackson dominated.
It is.
Here's Woolchuck with that wagon.
Let's talk college football then, since the great Keith Jackson was mentioned. And we did talk a little highlights from the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2025 about this time last week. He was announced head of the Cotton Bowl. Nick Saban, part of that. Urban Meyer, Michael Strahan, Michael Vick, but some Texas studs. Yeah, Michael Huff, who's making it as well, former Texas Longhorn defensive back, was a big part of that stop with Lendale White in the Rose Bowl that helped them win that national championship game. And then shout out to Texas Tech quarterback Graham Harrell. And it's great. Graham Harrell is going to be going into the College Football Hall of Fame. Also former North Texas Mean Green offensive coordinator before he left to go to USC. He was outstanding. Haloti Ngata also going to be getting in. Big time defensive tackle from Oregon. And there is a Blake Elliott in this year's 2025 class. Blake Elliott, wide receiver from 2000 to 2003 at St. John's University. So maybe when we talk with Blake later, we'll have to let him know he's not the best Blake Elliott.
The Raiders thought they drafted that Blake Elliott, but they drafted ours.
They ended up getting our guy. So congratulate. And Steve Slayton's also part of this. If you want to have fun with the highlight tape, Steve Slayton's is also absolutely fantastic. So congratulations to everybody, but I wanted to show some love to the Texas kids there, Michael Huff and Graham Harrell. Brian Kelly, by the way, Brian, is pulling for Notre Dame, his former team here.
Sure he is.
He said, I'm happy for all those guys. I'm pulling for them. A lot of those guys there that are on both sides of the ball, I recruited.
Obviously, I want to
see those guys win it all, and I think they're in a great position.
There you go.
Totally excited for those guys. So I can imagine if they win, like Brian Kelly taking a little personal victory lap. Like, my guys got it done.
Him and Lou Holtz can, like, get on each other's shoulders.
Me! And ride around. Him and Lou Holtz are they're looking straight at Ryan Day, giving him the bird, like, ha, 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 what do you think now?
He walked out of there. He never thought he could win a national championship there.
And now look at him, huh? Yeah. Marcus Freeman's got him there.
Marcus
playing
done a
in
nice job. Sure has.
Big loss, so they're not going to have one of their offensive linemen, Anthony Knapp. He's going to miss the college football national championship game. Irish are dealing with several big injuries, and that's the latest one ahead of the game on Monday night. Now, the Stars fell at home against Montreal. They won the game in Montreal last week. Then they come back home after what was a really, really productive road trip. And to start the homestand, they fall. Three unanswered goals from the Montreal Canadiens. Stars were making a push. The second period, I really, really thought they were going to get a tally on, had a power play. Montreal was just absolutely fantastic. Their rookie netminder was brilliant last night. But we got from NHL.com the Dallas Stars quarter century team. And who made it? Well, the first team is Jamie Benn, your current captain. Yuri Lehtinen, who, of course, his jersey is up there in the rafters along with Mike Modano. Then you got Miro Heiskanen on defense and Sergei Zubov. Give me that pairing. That would be a blast. Marty Turco is your goalie. Second team, you got Brendan Morrow, longtime captain. Captain America himself, Joe Pavelski and Tyler Seguin. Your defensive pairing, John Klingberg and Esa Lindell. Goaltender, Eddie the Eagle. Belfour. Might flip Belfour and Turco there, if you ask me. And our good friend Leah Simakopoulos, who works for the Dallas Morning News, had Modano, Morrow, Ben on her first team forwards, defenseman Sergei Zubov and Esa Lindell. and the goalie as well, Marty Turco. So quite a quarter century club, and it was pretty cool because I think he had Luc Robidoux, who was the head coach of Montreal last night, also was a longtime badass defenseman for the Stars. Now, Eric would point out that Jows are looking much thicker in his face. Like, he's definitely packed on a couple pounds since his playing days.
Your words, not mine.
But the face, he still looks like he was kind of hoping the Stars would pull this one out. I could see any time Montreal would score, he was wincing inside. I think he still bleeds victory green, does Robidoux. So there's a little quick puck action for you.
Appreciate that.
All right, you guys want to talk pineapple or you want to talk thongs?
Neither.
Neither?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll look at my next story.
Are they pineapple thongs?
You know what?
Pineapple pen.
Pineapple pen.
February.
Man, that's a good throwback. That's a callback right there.
February.
February.
Pineapple pen.
Pineapple pen. According to CNN, Lupa Pizza in Norwich, England, technically offers a pineapple pizza on its menu. Regular pie costs you about $12, but on the menu, if you want the Hawaiian pizza, they are charging you $100. They said for $100, you can have it. Order the champagne, too. Go on, you monster, on its menu. I wouldn't pay $100 for any topping, but as a guy who is pro-pineapple on pizza, I'm going to tell this Norwich pizza place they can go F themselves.
I love it. It's a great bit. I thought the pineapple on pizza outrage topic had kind of run its course, but I salute them for bringing it back in the best possible way. If you want to disrespect the institution of pizza by putting pineapple on it, it's going to cost you a hundo, because we don't want anybody coming in here and getting the wrong idea about what kind of a spot we are.
Would you eat pineapple on anything, Dawson?
I mean, I would have a little bit of pineapple by itself.
It's by itself?
Yeah.
Just a little piece.
But I think that the sweetness or whatever that flavor is on top of a pizza, it's just like, wow, could you come up with anything that clashes more?
It's perfect.
I think the real trick is if you really need to do it, it's not the Hawaiian sweet bacon that you want.
No, it's the pepperoni.
You want a saltier pepperoni. You need to go double pepperoni, half whatever the usual pineapple is, and now you have yourself a little something something.
Pepperoni pineapple.
You need a little bit more of that salt.
My go-to.
A little bit more of that little bit spice.
The salty sweet combo. I've never really understood the hate on the pineapple. I get it. Like, hey, I wouldn't order it in Italy. I'm probably going to go with like a straight margarita pizza. But that doesn't even have meat on it, and you would find that very offensive.
A big dog who can afford to go, you know, one up the bit should go just order a buttload of these Hawaiian
just
pies.
Like sell them out.
Yeah.
Dude,
just run them up.
I love that idea. That's a phenomenal bit right there. But then in Australia, they're really ticked off because I guess politicians are banning thongs and G-strings. So the Australian people are revolting right now. And I hope that they win this because I think all beaches for us, we're okay with this.
Oh, you're saying for being out and about, not just in general.
They're not allowed to wear them.
I can wear them under my pants.
You can't
still
wear the bikini thong or the bikini G-string. That has now been banned in Australia for the swimwear.
Keeping it family friendly.
People are ticked off.
I could understand that.
Well, next thing you know, they're going to get rid of naked beaches.
Didn't know we were getting both, but I loved it, man. Awesome job once again.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
Biggest L, biggest dub coming up at 2:40.
Continue to outdo yourself, Wolchuk.
Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with some G-Bag of the Year. I felt the same way for 3 weeks.
That's how my grandpa, that's how he used to sound when he used to wake up in the morning. Like, damn, this is Grandpa's last day. What's going on?
You all right, Grandpa?
You all right? Yeah, shut up, boy. Get that coffee off that pot for me there. All right, let's see what we got. Now, I don't know how many days this is for Jerry Jones, AI Jerry Jones.
Three? Or four?
I think he's looking for four.
Most requested audio in G-Bag of the Day history, climbing up the charts, is AI Jerry Jones coming at you on 105.3 The Fan. Why did you fire Coach McCarthy?
I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind.
Maybe
he's sitting right in front of you. Yeah. Half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way. And my way is f-ing terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough, he said the kitty, but the milk kept coming. Listen, I'm never going to die, motherfuckers. I drink 8 ounces of hog's blood every day, and I'm a vampire feeding off mass disappointment. So learn how to accept meaningless primetime games forever. What I'm looking for in our next head coach is someone that values analytics and also someone that lets me take he and his wife to a Hojo's and sit in the cuck chair.
That's a hell of a coach.
Bravo.
Says here on the contract, we've got some Hojo meetings we haven't come up. I feel like we've done 3 of them, but there says 5 here for the year. Now, we got some extra time coming up during this bye.
No playoffs, you know, we got that time too.
Yeah, we got a real bye week.
During the playoffs. We got mad time during the playoffs. We can catch a game, you know, at the Hojo maybe. Exactly. What you want to do?
Exactly.
Hojo holds a special place in my heart as well.
Hey, man, Hojo used to be it. Back in the day here in DFW, the Hojos used to be like that teenage kind of party. You know, the little young promoters rent out a Hojo room, and it'd be all of DFW. Oh, at the Hojo. You meet everybody in the damn city at that Hojo. Shout out to the Hojos. Everybody know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Original freak-offs.
Hojo. Yeah.
Owen and Joe.
Yeah. You know.
I think that's where Diddy got his start.
Once you graduate from the Venice Beach spots, then it's to the Hojo. Yeah, buddy. Now, you guys talked about thongs earlier.
Yeah.
Made me think of Cisco. This man is passionate about thongs. Yeah. He was singing his heart out on the thong song. I don't think y'all really paid attention. This man was singing to where the vein comes out your neck type vibes. That's how passionate he is about thongs, bro.
getting him a little emotional.
Baby, that thong!
That's his love language.
He's going through
it. Leave the thongs alone.
His passion came out over the speakers. You could hear it.
He's feeling, man. All right, so what do they call? What is the name of Jason Kelsey's show?
The New Heights.
New
podcast.
Heights.
Oh, wait. No, you're talking about his late night?
Late night with
Kelsey?
Yeah, I think that is it.
They call it Late Night with Jason Kelsey. That's the name of the show. Late Night with Jason Kelsey. All right. Now, did you know that Philly fans hated Joe Buck?
I thought everybody did.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
Philly's, they're claiming it. They're like, no, we hate him more than everybody else in the world. So Jason Kelsey called his wife on the show to explain why.
Listen, I'm sitting on stage with Joe and Michelle, and we're diving into why Joe is disliked in Philadelphia. Do you have any suspicions in your opinion why that is?
No. I personally love Joe.
Don't, come on. You love Joe because you met Joe and he charmed you. What did you think before you met Joe?
Well, I was raised in a house where I was taught to dislike Joe Buck.
But why? I don't.
Yes, he was included in.
This is the response I get from everybody. Like, nobody really has a reason.
I mean, I was taught that by my father. I very much recognized the pattern in which it seemed as though he was always cheering for the other team.
But you have no examples of this. Of course not.
Of course not.
All right. What do you think of Joe now? Let's move on here.
Well, when I got to meet Joe on the field at Monday Night Football in Kansas City, I was actually annoyed at how nice he was.
Perfect.
Because it completely negated everything I've been taught.
Can relate. I felt the same way about him growing up. Always felt like he was rooting against the Cowboys.
He's openly rooting against your team on the broadcast.
Especially when he played the Eagles, right?
Oh, yeah. He got super excited anytime Donovan McNabb would throw a touch. I'm like, what is she? Troy Aikman's right next to you. Can you stop gloating?
He loved Fred X, man.
G-bag of the year during about 5:40 here on The Fan. Come back around 5:40. We got a whole lot of audio.
Let's go.
You know what I'm talking about? Listen. Yeah. Singing again, she has. Guys like what? All night long. Let me see that song. The song, song, song.
Were you guys old enough to remember that around the time of this song, it became very popular for girls to show their thong?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they pull it up on their pants a little bit?
Yeah. The old whale tail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the whale tail.
He was out of control.
Passionate.
Come on.
Baby, they were like, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, while you were dancing in the clubs. It was like, amazing, bro. What a hell of a time to be alive.
My best friend, he doesn't know I exist. My best friend, other than my other best friend, Tequila.
Bill Burr?
Bill Burr.
Has he talked about Corgan yet?
No, I've been listening for it. Like, he's been totally sideswiping that one. Yeah. Bill Burr was on, he was getting some late night Jimmy. This one was Jimmy Kimmel. And he had to evacuate L.A. And he takes a shot at internet trolls. You know.
I heard you had to evacuate your home.
Yes, yes. Like most people, I had to. I got lucky. You know, the winds moved, but, you know, the fire was coming and all that stuff. So I feel lucky.
Are you guys back?
And I think everybody did a great job.
Yeah.
Unlike the internet, you know?
Yeah, right. I know. It's right.
Oh, my God. All of these fire experts. Why didn't you just fly a helicopter into the ocean? And then just... I don't know, because there was 100 knot winds. You want to do that? You want to do that at night, you lunatic?
How are you?
This was definitely mismanaged.
That's a big word we're hearing now.
Mismanaged, like some idiot on the internet knows how to manage the worst fire in L.A. sitting there in his underwear. You know what? Looking at the footage on the internet, I have determined that this here was mismanaged. You know? And they're talking about looting, but CNN and Fox News are not going to bring up the insurance companies that are just going to keep everybody's premiums and still give themselves a bonus. Oh. Yes. Free Luigi!
No.
Luigi.
No.
I love how they acted surprised. Why did that happen? I have no idea. He wrote on the bullets why it happened.
Wow. That was on television. He just dropped all types of F-bombs.
He was.
Just late night television right there for you.
Yep.
Shout out to my man Bill Burr.
You can F-bomb on late night TV now?
Clearly.
Is it live?
I mean,
it's
still aired.
Oh, it's still just aired that way.
It's still aired.
Wow, okay.
Bad F bombs.
The Pat McAfee.
I'm pretty sure it's not live. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel live. Maybe not all the shows are live.
I think they tape him like at 3 o'clock.
It's live in the sense that there is a live audience when they record it.
I like that one. How about that? That's what we'll agree to.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. You live to tape.
Figure it out. All right, G-Bag of the Year coming up at 5:40 in L.A. Live. The champ for today, is it AI Jerry Jones? Looking for four, I believe we determined. Jason Kelce with the Joe Buck Q&A or Bill Burr with Jimmy Kimmel. I'm going to go with the champ. Chief, how about you?
Samsies.
Lucius?
Yes. Man, did y'all hear, I'm going to go with the AI Jerry Jones. Did y'all hear the going home last night, the fan after dark? My chance?
Oh, the opening segment where they fought each other?
Fam, they fought for like 12 minutes.
That argument went in circles, and then I did feel like Blake was moving the goalposts a little bit, and it was hilarious, though. It made for tremendous radio.
They fought for 12 minutes on the opening segment, bro.
You're kidding, dude.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm good, doing good. Let's fight.
It was incredible. Premise? I had punched up the thong song at that moment.
It was all... Blake was saying the Chiefs offense is not explosive. And Fred is saying it's going to be an explosive offense, and they were trending that way the last two games. They scored almost 30 points. And Blake clapped back, well, they haven't scored over 30 points all year long, so we haven't seen it.
Man, can't wait to revisit that coming up in Crosstalk at 6:40 with the Fan After Dark. I do think there is a chance we have overestimated the Chiefs. And now that they're up against, maybe starting next week, some really stiff competition. I don't know how much I like their Super Bowl chances right now. Well, Chuck, who you voting for?
I'm definitely going for the champ.
Brian?
I'm going to go for Joe Buck.
Did you have a Chiefs thought?
I did. Matter of fact, they only had 116 explosive plays this year. The Chiefs
Where'd that rank them?
That ranked them 29th.
Wow. Yes. It'll be interesting.
Saturday. Actually, excuse me. It ranked them 30th is what it did.
Yeah, but they'll be first when the Lombardi's hoisted over their brains. Yeah.
Dude, if they do that again, if they light up the scoreboard and, you know, and make all that go away, I promise I'll never doubt them again.
Yeah, I heard that last Seriously, dude, I care about you. Watch what you say about Mahomes. Is this deja vu?
Does anybody want to bet right now?
Yeah.
I'll take the field. You take the Chiefs for the Super Bowl?
Let's do it.
Right on. Double or nothing on bet payoffs.
What are we betting?
Yeah. Double or nothing. Cheesesteak for me if I win.
Okay. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up, though, Eric. Where are you taking it?
Yeah. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's Chief. Biggest L, biggest dub.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Big Dub to Woody and the 214, our good buddy, picking up his son from daycare. Big Dub this week got his two fillings and two root canals done, still sober. And he's fired up about it. Congratulations to you, Woody. Still so sober off the benzos. It's our guy, Woody.
What a run, dude. Nice job.
Yeah, he's on fire right now, man.
Kicking ass, buddy.
He's on a real heater. 940 and the 817. We got some birthday weeks. Our birthday weekend's going down right now. So birthday in the 21 in the 940 today. Took the day off. 4-day weekend. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Friday birthday. Ride that thing into the sunset, man.
I'm doing the same thing this year. Heads up, mid-February.
I think it's February. that's exciting, though, because this is the big 5-0.
You go.
No, just short kidding. Of that.
Oh, really?
Oh, just shy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
We're teetering.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you starting to panic a little? Midlife crisis?
No, I've been panicking for at least 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit 45, you're like, oh, crap.
The panic haze already in the barn.
I tell you what, I turned 40. I went into the doctor. And I was like, man, you know, how are things going? He's like, well, when you reach that fifth decade of life, and I'm like, well, slow down here. I'm 40, not 50. He's like, yeah, but you're entering your fifth decade of life. It's a game changer. And yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
You know, phrase it that way, please.
Yeah.
Reality really sets in. It's tough. 469, this could be on your horizon here, Dawson. Biggest L, haven't been to the cardiologist in 4 years. So they lost my info. So I have to wear my heart monitor again. I don't believe that's Jim Harbaugh, but it could be.
Mm.
And your boy Hayden here in the 254 turning 35 years old tomorrow. So we got birthday dubs going birthday. All over the place. Hayden. Hey, I would say big dub to UNC and the Tar Heel football nation because I know he hasn't signed. Bill hasn't signed the contract.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
But did you see the photo that his young girlfriend Instagrammed?
The overcommitment?
With the caption saying, pictured two people who are overtly committed to UNC football. And it was obviously her and Bill, and she was he was looking at the screen, like looking directly at the camera, and she was just staring, looking right at him.
Just lovingly is all hell.
Here we go.
It's like, oh, that's my man.
She knows that like competition just went up a little bit for her. She's got to be dialed on, you know, she's got to be detail oriented. She's got to be buttoned up in every way because now he's parking it on the Tar Heel campus. Okay.
Yeah. Target rich environment.
Very, very much so. 817, biggest dub, taking my son duck hunting for the first time this weekend, and he's fired up. Little duck hunt action. You know how much I love the Peking duck at the Vegas buffet.
At the buffet.
Hey, the duck's outstanding. You go to a Chinese restaurant, order that Peking duck.
When are you taking your daughters duck hunting?
I personally won't be, but if one of my buddies needs to go execute a plan and they want to go along, feel free.
A lot sitting
I'll be
in
watching
a
duck the game, girl.
Telling stories.
Yeah.
Did they cry when they killed that wildlife in front of them?
No, they just had sort of this glaze over their eyes for like the entirety of the day. Like they had just seen a ghost. Like they just saw something they knew they probably shouldn't have seen. Mm. And they're questioning their dad's overall
parenting.
Ability to be a dad. So it was eye-opening for all of us.
You take them to Cabela's. They kind of know what's hanging out at Cabela's, right?
No, that's true. That's true. They are familiar.
They're used to camouflage. And
but at Cabela's, the difference is you're not doing the capital murdering of raccoons and then tossing them into a local pond. That's not something you do at Cabela's.
But then you can remind him, like, well, he got the equipment to do this from Cabela's, one of your favorite places to hang out.
Spin the tail on the positive. I like it. 254, our buddy Walt in Waco, his son Ian. I met him recently, and he turns 21 on Sunday.
All right.
Look at this happy birthday weekend that we have here. Yes. 21, that's a big one. I wonder what Walt's doing. They're going to have their first beer together.
Amazing.
Son's first sip ever.
Sure, it's their first beer
first
together.
First sip of all time.
Yeah. I remember my first beer.
Hey, big dub to sports fans just in general. This is just good for overall locker room morale, if our country was sort of a locker room. Dick Vitale.
Oh.
Dickie V. Mm. Back and better than ever. He will be broadcasting his first college hoops game in 2 years after he went ahead and kicked that cancer's ass.
Let's go.
Yeah, for a second time.
Yeah, seriously. 2-0 versus the C.
Wow. Undefeated.
Yeah, so that's going to be big time. That's a Saturday, January 25th afternoon Duke game. He's going to watch his guy Cooper Flagg, who's been balling. Really has.
The diaper dandy, baby! You know what? Because of Dick Vitale,
this is awesome.
They've changed the seating for the media at Duke basketball games.
Because nobody wants to sit next to him?
Because of Dickie V?
Yeah, because you used to have to walk like through a catwalk to get to the seats where you broadcast were up high. and he couldn't make the trip. He couldn't do the games up there, and they changed it, so they put him down in a little bit lower area. So now, but it's because of Dick Vitale. He basically said, "I can't do the games if you make me walk up in this catwalk thing."
Well, from one sports legend to another, we did lose a great in Bob Uecker this week. That's an L, but big dub to what Brewers fans have done, turning Uecker's statue outside the ballpark in Milwaukee into sort of a makeshift memorial, and they're just surrounding it with a bunch of Miller Lite beers.
Yeah.
And some flowers. You know, they got some flowers, which is a nice touch. But that's good.
My biggest dub this week, my guy Paul came by the house yesterday and said, man, we got you fixed and set up to totally put your kitchen back together January 29th. When I returned from spring training last year, I came home to a flood. Okay, floors ruined. They had to tear up everything. Haven't really had a kitchen sink or dishwasher since then. Doing all the dishes by hand on the back patio or in the bathroom sink.
About to say.
You mean your wife is?
You're going down.
Shoot, I wish.
Going down on by the river and having to wash the dishes and the clothes and all that.
It's the same river we threw that raccoon in.
I mean, it's basically been a camping situation. You know, we've done a lot of paper plates and paper bowls and plasticware and.
Can I just say thank you for just how pleasant you've been throughout the course of these last 11 months or whatever? Because I'll tell you what, that is something that'll drive you into pure insanity.
Yeah.
And you want to start making other people around you have to feel that. Yeah. And other than Walchuk, you haven't done that to me and Broadus.
Well, speaking of feelings, so my three-year-old Remy runs out of Nana's room this morning and she's on her way to, you know, find something or another. I think mom. And I said, oh, come on, Remy, let's go. You know, I put my hands out for her to run to me because she'll jump and I'll lift her up.
Yeah.
She runs right by me and turns and goes, Dad, go make breakfast.
What?
Just kept on cooking. Yeah.
The disrespect.
So I follow her into the bathroom where honey's getting ready. And I say, Mo Bear, which is my nickname for her, right? Because her middle name is Morgan. I call her Mo Bear. She's like, Dad. I said, go make breakfast. And then she turns to mom, and mom's like, hey, sugar. She's like, oh, I love you, mom. Big old hug.
Oh, my goodness.
I still haven't recovered.
That's next level, dude.
That is heartbreaking.
That is incredible. No, I've experienced something like that. You know, they just get in these
I was wondering if they did that to you as well, you know, and in the moments afterwards as I was picking up the pieces of my emotional state.
Oh, yeah, dude, that can definitely.
Still left on the floor.
That can strike a nerve. The love for mom sometimes. You're like, seriously? Really? Yeah. She's playing with the advantage. We all know what those advantages are. There's two of them. 817, Big L, learning that we have to pay to watch Rangers games this season. Yeah. It's just the way it is right now. Hopefully, we can all band together and just listen to Eric Nadel and Matt Hicks together.
Yeah,
right?
It's a good idea.
That's not a bad play.
No, where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. And we got Big Dub stomped on my boss's foot in front of the safety director today to show he was wearing mock toe boots.
Yeah.
What an ass clown.
Yeah. No steel toes there.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Look at this. That's one heck of a way to do your boss dirty. Sounded like he had it coming, though. There it is. Biggest dub.
Jory Epstein's going to join us coming up at 3:20. We'll talk Cowboys with her. She's had some tremendous reports on where the Cowboys are, where they could go, where they should go. NFL news of the day coming up next, though. Woolchuck, where are you taking us?
Yes, we got some good audio for you, including, if you missed it, what was Calvin Watkins saying about the Cowboys' potential interviews? We got a player that hates the Eagles as much as I do, and the one good thing about the Kellen Moore interview. That's next.